FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Some communities are still mopping up after heavy rains caused flooding and damage in parts of KwaZulu-Natal. The death toll now stands at 9 after two more bodies were recovered in Ugu. KZN Coctor spokesperson Senze Lumzila says the bodies of Sithembi Sombutu and Musa Lungele were discovered during the mop-up operations in Umzumbi area. He says the pair were swept away while trying to cross a flooded river.
The MEC for Cokta in the province of KZN, Reverend Tulasizwe Buthelezi, has expressed his condolences to the families that have been affected. The MEC on Monday will lead mop-up operations in areas that have been affected within the eThekwini Metro.
Eskom has announced that Stage 6 load shedding was implemented at 1.30 a.m. this morning. It's due to multiple unit trips at Camden Power Station and will continue until further notice. Yesterday, Eskom announced Stage 3 power cuts, describing it as another temporary setback. It's the second time this month the power utility has had to implement rolling blackouts. Electricity Minister Hontsi Ntoramogoba and Eskom will hold a media briefing at 11 a.m. today to provide more details on the power system. China and Korea have donated 73 million rand to the Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention to help address the funding shortages after U.S. budget cuts. The U.S. reduced its commitment from 9 billion rand to 7 billion rand. Africa CDC Director Jean Kaseya welcomed the contribution and highlighted the urgent need for alternative funding. And Germany is heading to the polls today in what is said to be a shifting political landscape. Friedrich Merz, the conservative leader of the CDU, is in the pole position to become Germany's next chancellor. Polls suggest the far-right AfD party is likely to emerge second. Meanwhile, Sky News investigations have found that voters are being exposed to far-right narratives online. Experts warn Russian groups are involved in spreading disinformation. Sam Stockwell from the Center for Emerging Technology and Security is concerned.
As we've seen over the last year through our own analysis, new AI tools are reducing the barriers for different users to spread very misleading but also realistic content at scale during elections and beyond. So this is a trend we've seen in other countries, not just Germany.
That clip is courtesy of Sky News. On the weather front back home, Durban, Richards Bay and Ladysmith, a high of 29 degrees today. Ulundi, 30. Pietermaritzburg and Margate, 27. Newcastle and Mooi River, 26. Kokstad and Underberg, 25. In Durban, sunset is at 25 minutes to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gunukuhle Malinga.